He sends his word. His word heals them and delivers them from their destruction. The word of God is the ordained instrument for deliverance of all kinds. Join God's servant, Sunny E. Olide, of the Comforter Revival International Mission, as he brings the word of God ordained for your deliverance. Welcome to the Comforter Hour of Healing and Deliverance.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So you are beginning to strengthen us, you will continue to strengthen us.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, everlasting Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Let's have us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Lord Jesus.
I have come to Jesus tonight.
I have come to Jesus tonight.
By the blood of Jesus Christ.
By the blood of Jesus.
I will obtain mercy.
I will obtain mercy.
I will find grace.
I will find grace.
To help in time of need.
To help in time of need.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
I will be more stronger.
I will be more stronger.
Than my enemies.
Than my enemies.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I will be comforted.
I will be comforted.
Because the Comforter is here.
Because the Comforter is
to comfort me.
To comfort
on
me.
Every side.
On every side.
It will increase my greatness.
It will increase my greatness.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Galatians chapter 3, I want to charge us briefly as we rise to pray. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Verse 13 and 14. Say, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. I take that verse 13 again because that's our subject matter tonight. Say, Christ hath redeemed us. Christ has brought us back from the curse of the law. Being made a curse for us. I pray that the Almighty God will give us spiritual understanding. Say, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Now, it will tell this passage very, very well with the two verses we read. It's more or less the summary of the whole redemption. But you see, sickness and disease, they are spiritual, manifesting in the physical. But one thing that is the good news that God gave us is that Christ himself became our sickness and disease on that cross, and he died. It means your understanding of the death of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary is your understanding of the death of your sickness and disease. If you get that, there is no healing anywhere else, only in Christ Jesus. You may not agree now, but you agree with time. No healing, nowhere that healing can be found. Genuine. But only in him. But we need to understand that the reality of what has happened. Say, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Being made a curse for us. He became the curse for us. As it is written, curse is everyone that is anger, that anger on a tree. Now, why did he do all this? so that there will be room enough for us to receive his blessing. Now, I think we need to check the cause of the law. Sickness and disease is one of them. Separation from God is one of them. Their poverty is one of them. But let's just read a few verses in Deuteronomy chapter 28. We read verse 15, then verse 28, then we jump to 35. Yeah, just keep it. It was Deuteronomy 28 verse 15 now. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe, to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. But in Christ Jesus, the curse was lifted. In Christ Jesus, the curse was taken away. Give up from verse 27. The Lord will smite thee with the butt of Egypt, and the emeralds, and with the scar, and with the inch, whereof thou canst not be hid. When they say, scratching, boiling, all of this, you see there. The Lord shall smite thee with madness. Is madness the cause of the law? Yes. And blindness. Is blindness the cause of the law? Yes. And astonishment of heart. All these are cause of the law. Verse 35 now. The Lord shall smite thee in the knee. Do you see the people? Do you have the people that have knee problem today? They say rheumatic. And in the legs, with a sore butt that cannot be healed, from the sole of thy foot unto the top of thy head. Do you see all those ones? If you want to understand all these causes, study from verse 15 to 60 something to the end. You will see they are all there. But when Jesus came, Jesus became those causes for us. So what he went through on the cross of Calvary is beyond what people can see. He carried them all so that we'll be free. But the understanding needs to capture the reality before you can experience the freedom. That's why we have to teach you, preach the word to you, proclaim the word, explain the word before we can now pray. But I want to assure you, if we are under any flex tonight, by virtue of the sacrifice of Jesus for you on the cross, you will be delivered.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So with this, you could see all this was itemized, including scarcity, hunger, all of these are there. Poverty is the cause of the law, but glory be to God. Jesus redeemed us. He brought us back from curse into blessing. Not only that, he became our curse so that we can become the blessings of God. Now, we have to took our test. Christ has redeemed us. Now, from what? From the curse of the law. Not only from the curse of the law, even from Satan himself. You need to understand this. So whenever anything approach you, when problem approach you, don't look at the problem. Look at the sacrifice. Psalm 107, verse 1. I just want to charge you briefly so that we pray. Christ, the healer. Is he the healer? Is he the deliverer? Don't forget that. Because some of you will be asking, what is the topic? You should know where I'm going. Christ has delivered us. He has redeemed us. You should know that he is our healer. He is our deliverer. He is our redeemer. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Verse 2. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hands of the enemy. It means, legally speaking, you are no longer in the hands of the devil. You should know that. But if your mindset didn't capture this, you will see that you are still there. So tonight, you are going to be radically taking what belongs to you. Because you are no longer in his hand. See, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. It means the redeemed has something to say. Somebody cannot just meet me and say, ah, you are a prisoner. I say, I'm not. Why do you say you are not? I am not. Because I've never been there and I will never be there. But do me if I keep quiet. They may catch you. If you keep quiet, when you are supposed to speak, you may be detained. Do you understand the point? Let the Redeemer of the Lord say so. Say, you need to say something. Whom he has redeemed from the hand of the devil. It is your duty to say, I have been redeemed from the hands of the devil. Do you understand? Eh? You see, in those days, I don't know of now, when you see a policeman in the village, I'm talking of 70s and 80s, you will see the villager will be what? Will be afraid. But the people in the city doesn't fear police then. Is that true? Because they are seeing them always. You know, the villager doesn't see them always. I'm not talking of now, because now nobody, you understand. So now listen to me. Do you know if a policeman harass or embarrass any villager, the villager will succumb. Do you understand? I come to arrest you. He will say, why do you come to arrest me? He may be running. But a city person will say, do I commit another offense? They can argue. If you don't know how to argue in the spiritual court, you may be detained there. This is the issue tonight. I want us to really understand. Christ has redeemed us from the hand of the devil. He has redeemed you from the curse of the law. It means he has redeemed you from sickness and disease. Now, listen to me. Redeemed simply means he bought you from your former slave master now into his hand. Do you get the point? We need to get some spiritual intelligence before we can operate very well what we are talking about. God never tell you that Satan will not embarrass you. That's his job. But if you know your right, each time he embarrass you, he will be disgraced. This is the reason why, one of the reasons why we are here tonight. Do you understand the point? Now, how many of you believe strongly that Christ has redeemed you? Because the word of God said, It's a nice passage. Now, what about if this is true? Why am I passing through what I am passing through? Because you decide to pass through what you are passing through. Eh? You are not answering. Because that's the question everywhere. Okay, why am I passing through what I'm passing? Because you allow it. Sorry, God forbid it won't happen, but if it happened that you get to your house one day and you see snake, will you go and sleep? No, you just see snake in your sitting room. Will you say, okay, I will deal with that snake tomorrow? Is that what you are going to say? What are you going to say? Right there, Dan, you can go invite your neighbor. Please come and help me. This snake needs to be key. Do you know, as fierce as snake looks like, sickness and disease is like that. Instead of dealing with something with the weapon that God has given you, you say, well, I'm expecting when they say, yeah, jiki, they soki, yeah, yeah. Let me tell you this. Listen. There are some certain things when they happen, you should know that this thing is abnormal. There is no sickness and disease that is normal. There is no place in the Bible that say a particular weather will bring a certain disease. Do you see it like that? But because we get some ideology that makes no sense, we are capturing it. And we are suffering where we are supposed to enjoy the blessings of God. Everyone under the suffering of Satan tonight, you will be delivered in Jesus' name. So we are supposed to radically say, this thing belongs to me. You know, as you began to pray, we are continually praying the prayer. Because you need to understand, but you must understand that what you are praying for has been delivered to you. What you are claiming, you are not trying to claim something. It is alright. Do you understand my point now? It is alright. Let's go back to our text. Give us anything there is. What is the joy of the redeemed? Eh? He didn't say, and the redeemed of the Lord, they shall say something for you. Will say by you are, oh my God. The only sickness I've never seen in life is that I've never seen any woman being on her without mouth. I've never seen. That's only, I've been trying to see, is there anybody in this planet that doesn't have mouth? Because anybody without mouth cannot succeed. Because he can't eat. He won't be able to eat. But you have mouth. Your mouth is meant for you primarily to eat spiritual food by declaring what God has declared concerning you. I don't need apology for this. I speak the word of God the way I like. Anytime I feel like, and I do it, and it's happening. Do you understand my point? Uh-huh. Because me and sickness and disease, we divorced many, many years ago. I don't have time for that. Some people got offended that, what about this thing you are preaching? If you continue preaching, you will be losing customers. Actually, no single child of God should be a customer to any doctor. No single child of God is meant to be a customer to chemists. No single child of God is meant to be a customer to pharmacists. No single child of God is meant to be a customer to any hospital. Whether the one in UK, or the one in US, or the one in the village. But unfortunately today, hospital is meant for unbelievers. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, none of you will be a customer to the hospital anymore. You are not meant for that. Say, let the redeemer of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed. One day we went to the hospital to pray for someone. It's not a good place to go, to be. You see all kind of smelly everywhere. In fact, some people brought their pots, their son started cooking. I said, but this is not a good place to come. You see people, some people in agony and all of this. And I look, this is the work of the devil. Instead of facing reality, you can't use injection to treat the devil. The only treatment that treated the devil is the Lord Jesus. That's just true. This is the plain truth. You see that you take it, or you leave it. Do you understand the point? Uh-huh. No matter the attack, there is a solution. And the solution is in Christ Jesus. That day I said, my brother, I said, Christ, this is not a good thing. You see people, and I said, before we open, somebody just give up there. They're packing. I don't know one thing with hospital. Eh? Even though if the patient died, they will still collect their money. Is that true? Eh? Would they say, because the patient died, go. They will still collect the money. To tell you that they are not after your wedding. They are after your money. Sorry, if a medical person just repent. Because, you see, Jesus healed people free of charge. It was, he said, freely you have received, freely give. But this one, before they attend to you, they will collect your money. And I was wondering, this person that died now, there is no need of payment. They said, for where? In fact, before they will accept the coffin, the mortuary, he has to sign different papers. I said, somebody's already gone. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your body will no longer accommodate sickness and disease. No, you need to get to a point with God and say, do you create me with sickness and disease? Jesus will answer you, not at all. That's why he came to die on the cross. Give us our test again. Let me finish the next 10 minutes. I'll be done with we are going to radically take the liver of what belongs to us. Both in Nigeria, we are taking Nigeria bound by the blood of Jesus Christ. The nation belongs to us. Do you hear what I said? By the power of the blood of Jesus, we are taking Nigeria back. Because Nigeria is bouncing back to destiny. Nigeria belongs to Jesus. Nigeria belongs to Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Because he's the one that died. The one that died for the whole world. Nigeria belongs to him. Do you hear what I said? It's all right. If some people are thinking, let this man relocate from here. I'm not relocating anywhere until righteousness is established in this land. Do you hear what I said? You know, there was a capture. They say, what is Baba Akumuyi still doing? Adeboye doing Oyedepo doing? Let them go and rest. Rest for what? Jesus never rest until he finished on the last day. Why should I rest? When I'm supposed to be on the battlefront. No rest. That's why we are educating all the younger ones so that some people will take over from us. As we are advancing in age, they will be coming up. Don't deny your children of morning devotion. Don't say they are too small. Beginning to inject something into their life at their younger age so that they will grow with it. Do you hear what I said? And let's read that passage. But Christ has rescued us from the curse pronounced by the law when he was hung on the cross. He took upon himself the curse for our wrongdoing. Can you see now? He took upon himself the curse for our wrongdoing. For it is written in the scriptures, cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree. It means all the curses that was pronounced upon us legally was placed upon Jesus so that we can be free. In the name of Jesus Christ, every mindset that has deceived your life, that has brought you to where you are today, that wicked and negative mindset, you are free from it now. For our own doing. I said something, I said somebody go from Nigeria, leave Nigeria for Germany to go and study. The first thing they inculcate him with is to learn the language. So when you are delivered from the power of darkness, you come into the kingdom of God. You need to be educated. There is a language here. The language here is different from the language here. For you to enjoy the blessing of God, you need to learn the language of God. That's how when you come to a garden like this, they should inject you with that language. Can you say thank you, Lord Jesus?
Thank you, Lord.
For redeem my life, for rescue me from the hands of the devil, from the curse of the law, from sickness and disease. I am delivered by the power of the blood of Jesus. Do you hear it, man? Now the question is that, what did he redeem us with? Which price? And if, come. Give me that, your book. It's the book I need, not even you. Now, he is telling this. He's telling this book, right? The book is in his store. And I need the book. And he said the price for this book is red handkerchief. And I gave him the red handkerchief, I take the book. Do you get the point? Now, and this man came again tomorrow and said, please, give me my book back. I said, look, the price for the book is the red handkerchief. And one thing with this price is that anywhere it's exchanged cannot be refundable. So it means the red handkerchief has paid the price. It's okay, you know what? I'm going to give you 1,000,000 naira to give me back. I said, no. Because the price for the book is not 1,000,000 naira. The price for the book is what? Is the red handkerchief, which signifies the blood of Jesus. Satan has been running up and down to get us back to himself with every means he has. But he cannot, because the price that was paid for our redemption is the blood of Jesus. And I hear Jesus saying, if you can provide my blood, the exact quantity of that blood, which I use to redeem human beings, then you can have them back. Satan has been looking for the blood, he could not get it. May I tell you the truth tonight? The price for your redemption is the precious blood of Jesus. And what Jesus does with that blood is that he took the blood to God in heaven. So if anybody needs the blood today, you have to contact God. And you know, of course, God will not give the blood for your enemy to deal with you. Yeah, you are not with me. Oh my God. Are you with me now? The price of our redemption. The price for your healing ahead is the blood of Jesus. And that blood has been shed. That blood has been shed. And the price has been paid. Then you should go from now to enjoy the freedom. Oh my God. Are you with me? Don't let anybody tell you that the disease is this sickness is incurable. It's not true. There is no incurable disease when you get to Christ. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. And one of the curse of the law is sickness, irrespective of their name, irrespective of their identity, irrespective of their analysis. He paid the price. See, if he has known, he would not have crucified the law of glory. If he has, that's the greater regret of the devil. So anywhere you see that the gospel is preached, the cross is mentioned, the blood is mentioned, Satan knew that it's a problem to him. Do you understand my point? Excuse me, is he going to redeem us or he has redeemed us? Is he going to buy you back or he has bought you back? From what? From the hands of the devil into the hands of God. From sickness and disease into healing. From poverty into prosperity. From lack into abundance. Oh my God. From separation from God into reconciliation with God. You will see all the apostles mention this matter. But it is your duty to know the price. Because he said, I cannot be sick again. Satan will ask you on what ground? Say, on the ground of the blood of Jesus. So I didn't know that I know. I didn't know you know. Huh? Do you understand? He said, I didn't know. I was thinking that you don't know what I say. Am I talking to someone? Is God blessing someone else? Where is your sickness and disease? Huh? They what? They died when Jesus died. This is the first knowledge you must have. Then, after having this knowledge, you now begin to use the same price which you used to purchase you to claim your healing, to claim your deliverance. The price. What is that price? The blood of Jesus Christ. What is the price?
The blood.
What is that price?
The blood.
Every invisible giant of the devil tormenting your life in the night season, by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, you will overcome them. The blood. Say the blood of Jesus. The blood of the everlasting covenant. Do you hear what I say? Let me read the two scripture passages as I go away. You will still come back again for this prayer because we need to pray tonight. Do you understand my point? You know, some people get to the point and say, look, I'm tired of this world. No way. They are tired because they don't understand the weapon that God gives. I can never be tired of this one. No way. I say, 1 Peter chapter 1. Oh, hallelujah. Verse 18. 19. Is God blessing someone now? I don't know your challenges, so congratulations. Because your challenges end on the cross. Yes. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers. But, oh my God, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. But with the precious blood of Christ. Eh? You are not with me. That's why when you read your New Testament very well, the four gospels, anywhere Jesus speaks, they use red ink to let you know that blood is more powerful. You see. Give us an NLT of this verse 19. Say, I am redeemed with the precious blood of Jesus. It was the precious blood of Christ, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God that redeemed you, that bought you. Learn to take advantage of the blood because it's given to you. for your overcoming, to receive whatsoever Jesus has provided for you. Don't be too organized when you get to a point like this. I don't use to be organized. If I'm praying alone, sometimes I don't use grammar. I use the language that I learn. Eh? You know, this one I keep learning. You know, Sister Rose that always helped me. Sister, it's not like this is how I used to be. I say, it's okay, thank you. Today they say he went, tomorrow they say he gone. I say, what kind of grammar is it? Let's use the language that we know. Tonight, if you are permitted to use your dialect for this prayer, you are permitted to use what? Your dialect. Your dialect, no mistake. You even know the parable in your dialect. But in English, you don't know any parable there. Eh? Is that not true? No, we are talking of total deliverance. Anyone, any child of God that you are enjoying God's blessing in one aspect and the other aspect you are not incomplete, you are not complete. And he says we are complete in him. He says, yeah, so you need to understand. Then Revelation chapter 5. As I round up my preaching so that we pray. How many of you are ready to pray? Are you ready to pray tonight? Christ Jesus is our Redeemer. He has redeemed us from the devil, from the hands of the devil, and from sickness and disease and all of this. Revelation 5:9. Or let's read from verse 8. Thank you. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of their hearts and golden bars full of odors, which are the prayer of the saints. It means the saints need to do something. Eh? Whatever we permit here is permitted in heaven. So if we disagree with something here, heaven will help us to disagree with it. So we can implement God's kingdom here if we know how to act, if we know how to pray. What we are going to, we are doing here tonight is to implement what heaven has put his signature on. Heaven has put his signature on your healing ahead. So you need to appropriate it tonight. He put his signature on your redemption. So appropriate it tonight. And they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou was slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. How did he redeem us? By his blood. So you are going to take advantage of the blood of Jesus tonight to claim your right. To claim what Jesus has graciously provided for you. He paid. Do you understand the point? Somebody says one morning, they say, a spirit came to press him down. I say, are you a child of God? He say, yes. You mean it? He say, yes. I say, why did this thing happen there? He couldn't explain. And I know where the problem is. Immediately I quickly begin to introduce him to how to engender that. Is it the room that the blood of Jesus is saturated as press was? In my dream, Satan knows that I am, this is him I am. Not even in the physical, he knows. So get an advantage of this. That's why we give that divine instruction that all learn to take your covering under the blood of Jesus Christ. Apply the blood of Jesus on your house, on your gate, so that when the devil reach there, he will just hear the voice, Pastor, you can't stay here. You have no station here. But if you don't use it, nothing will happen. You are so serious. Very, very important. I was thinking that God blesses us. I don't know who believes that God blesses us. But do you know one thing? The blessing of God will become a reality in your life when you learn how to bless yourself as God has blessed you. You are not with me. Eh? God has pronounced blessing upon you legally. For to experience that blessing, for you to experience that blessing, you'll need to learn how to pronounce the same blessing upon yourself. Oh my God. Isaiah 65 verse 16. See, read your Bible very well and pick what is the best for your life. Sickness and disease is not longer part of me because it's not part of redemption. Do you hear what God says here? He who blesseth himself in the air shall bless himself in the God of truth. Look at it. It means if you are here, you don't know how to bless yourself as God has blessed you. It means the blessing of God will not come to you. See, say, hey, oh my God. That he who blesseth himself in the earth shall bless himself in the God of truth. It means the best way to appropriate the blessing of God is to repeat what God has spoken. Huh? Oh my God. Are you with me? God says, you are blessed, be fruitful and multiply. You just read it. You didn't declare it. Ah, not near you. That's where I'm very, very smart. Very, very smart. I saw it immediately, I grabbed it. You say about me, say yes, I repeat it. And that repetition must be continuously, not once. Do you hear what I say? Huh? Uh-huh. So when you go to anywhere, they analyze, they diagnose it, they say this is whom you are. Come back to God. Ask God, who am I? God will explain whom you are. God never oh my God, thank you Lord Jesus. Do you notice when you read your Bible, they say, when the Israelites were delivered out of Egypt, no one of them is feeble. Abi? No feeble person among them. Why are they not feeble? You ask. I've asked that question before. There be no sick man, no sick one among them. Are there doctors with them in the wilderness? Are there nurses who give them injection on their way going? There are not. They slept under cold. Is there any house for them? In the desert? Yeah, God. Give other passage, please. Psalm 105, verse 37. I mean, your spirit is lifted. Your body is quaking. Your mind is transformed. In the name of Jesus. He brought them forth also with silver and gold. And there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Why? Because they agreed to eat the food that God provided. The only earth man, Abi, in the morning and in the evening. The moment you change your food from the word of God to something else, expect to be feeble. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Your food that gave you divine health for life is to speak the word of health which God has spoken concerning you. Do you hear what? Jesus said, you will have whatsoever you say. With his stripes, you are healed. I declare it. With his stripes, I am healed. I keep declaring it. The Spirit of God dwelleth in me, giving life to my mortal body. My body never lacked the life of Jesus. And the life of Jesus is the life of healing ahead. I declare that. Do you hear it? You see the children give you testimony? Since they were born, they only took one drug in their lives. And the name of that drug is National Immunization. You know? You know immunization? They give to everybody. If you are in Nigeria, you need to collect it because that is your country matter. But from that time to now, do you hear what I say? Because I saw into the realm of the spirit how to live. Huh? I saw how to live. Then and I key to how to live. Do you hear what I say? Please, yes. They were eating one manna, one food. They didn't change it. The day you shift from declaring what God said concerning you, you shift into something else. But then they never shifted. For 40 years,
They were eating one food. 40 good years. In the morning, in the evening. In the morning, in the evening. What is that food?
The word of God.
What is that food?
The life of Jesus.
He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood, dwelleth in me, and I dwelleth in him. He will have eternal life. He will never perish. I will raise him up on the last day. What a great picture. He said, my meat is began to stay strong. I said, is it the truth? You know, you eat too much maggi and you watch too much film. They give you different kind of ideas. They say, if you want to live in hell, you need to cut onion and garlic and all of this. Yeah, yeah. Listen to this. The best food that sustains you and that will sustain you, that will continue to sustain and maintain you, is the word of God. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet. Say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for redeeming my life, for bought me back from the hands of the devil with the precious blood of Jesus. With the blood of Jesus, I am purchased from the hands of the devil into the hands of God in the name of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, I am purchased from sickness and disease into healing and health
in
the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Remember, I say, and let the redeemer of the Lord say to
so,
whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. You are no longer in his hand.
Amen.
He cannot distribute anything to you because you are no longer. Is he not the member of your household that is the same food?
Yes.
I know. So, you are now in the household of God. It means there is a food they distribute in the house of God. Is that food that you are legally assigned to eat? So if you eat anything outside of God's kingdom, it's going to be poison. And what is that food outside of God's kingdom? Unnecessary analysis. Somebody look at you, the word of God says, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. But somebody else see you, say, the way I look at your neck, it's like you have this. You have already gone into business. Don't be offended. My own is that in my days, before I leave this world, hospital in my city will turn to a place of selling bottled water.
Amen.
That's time for nonsense. Eh? How would they put water into your body? Water you can easily buy and drink. They say this water is 3,000. But a bottle of water is 100 naira. I said, no, why should I? You drink water through your mouth. You don't drink water through your side. Is that not true?
It's true.
I saw something the other day. They said they gave you three drips of water. I said, can't you buy three bottles of water and drink?
Or three cups.
Three cups. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I say hallelujah.
Amen.
Say thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
For redeeming my life.
For redeeming my life.
From destruction.
From destruction.
For redeeming my life.
For destruction.
From the hands of the devil.
The hands of
for redeeming my life.
For redeem
from sickness and disease.
Sickness.
From today.
From today.
No more sickness.
No more sickness.
No more disease.
No more disease.
In my body.
In my body.
All my sicknesses.
All my
diseases.
All my
were taken away.
Taken
by Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. Christ.
How do you feel in your body?
Ah, yeah, yeah. Feel free.
Say thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Because no more sickness for me.
Because no more sickness.
No more disease for me.
No more disease.
No more infirmity for me.
Infirmity.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
From the hair of my head.
From the hair of my
down to the sole of my feet.
The soul of
I have the life of God.
I have the life of
in
God.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
As my day.
As my
so
day.
So shall my strength be.
So shall my strength
no
be.
No more sickness for me.
Sickness
no more infirmity for me.
Infirmity.
I am redeemed.
I am redeemed.
I am bought back.
I am bought
from sickness and disease.
From sickness
into
and into his
and
hand.
Some people say, oh, this sickness. They know nothing like that.
There's nothing like that.
And they say, in your place, where you come from, this is a particular sickness that ravaged people's life. But you read in the Bible today. Say, he has redeemed you with his own blood from every kindred, from every language, from every tribe. You see, your tribe now, your tribe sickness is not your sickness. Because the new tribe you belong to is the tribe of the lion of the tribe of Judah.
Hallelujah.
In that tribe, the only thing they have there is healing and health. Say it once again, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
For redeem my life.
For redeem my life.
From sickness and disease.
From sickness and disease.
From the curse of the law.
The curse of
for redeem my life.
For redeem my life.
From the hands of the devil.
The hands of the
with
devil.
The precious blood of Jesus.
Precious blood.
By the blood of Jesus Christ.
The blood of Jesus.
I pray deliver my healing and health.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I want you to pray this prayer.
Yes.
That every of my blessing that Satan cage. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus Christ.
By the blood of Jesus Christ.
I withdraw them.
I withdraw.
I withdraw them.
I withdraw them.
Now.
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 By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Lift up your voice and pray unto the Lord. We are going to claim back Nigeria by the blood of Jesus.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
To the original plan and purpose of God.
Yes. Yes.
Do you hear what I say?
Yes.
The deliverance of Nigeria is in the church. Yeah. It's in the church. But the church has to be always on the mountain. Where they are then already. And pick the signal of the Almighty God. We are going to use the blood of Jesus Christ to claim back Nigeria to the original plan and purpose of God. Are you ready?
Yes.
Can you say by the blood of Jesus?
By the blood of Jesus.
The blood of the everlasting covenant.
The blood of everlasting covenant.
I claim back Nigeria.
I claim back Nigeria.
To the original purpose of
God. To the original purpose of God.
For Nigeria.
For Nigeria.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
go
Jesus.
Go ahead and claim back
Father,
Nigeria.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I claim Nigeria back. By the blood
by the
of the
blood
everlasting
of
covenant.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
That
to the original
Lord.
Covenant.
That
to the original
Lord.
Covenant. To the original plan. Masukata. Blood of Jesus Christ. By the blood of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
The covenant.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lift up your two hands. Every diminishing strength.
Yes.
It's recoverable.
Amen.
Your diminishing strength are recoverable.
Amen.
By the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
No more weakness.
Amen.
No more weakness for you.
Amen.
No more weakness for you.
Amen.
No more weakness for you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Whoever comes there with pain,
yes.
That pain is gone for
Amen.
You are going back home with God's vigor.
Amen.
With God's energy.
Amen.
With God's strength.
Amen.
With God's life.
Amen.
With God's healing.
Amen.
With God's help.
Amen.
With God's deliverance.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And so shall it be.
Amen.
The sacrifice of Jesus Christ will not be in vain over your
life. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website www.thecream.org.ng
or call the following numbers for more inquiries:
081-35-537-845,
080-6061-8421,
070-6227-0070,
081-32-914775. Jesus is Lord.